With all of this winter's snow, we're all seeking harbingers of spring. And soon we'll be hearing the telltale, cheery song of one of my favorites, the American robin. The quintessential early bird, robins are North America's largest thrushes. They are distinctive for their warm orange pot bellies, long legs, and fairly long tails. They are common sights on lawns across the continent, where you can often see them tugging earthworms out of the ground. Long considered the first songbird to make an appearance as winter ends in our listening area, many robins have actually been here the whole year. Though some robins that nest in the northern U.S. and Canada will migrate south in the winter, robins can be found in Maryland all year long. But it's unlikely you've seen many robins lately. So where are they? In our area, they've retreated to the forest, where they can find food and shelter from harsh winter weather. Their en masse retreat just makes it seem as if they've migrated. During this time, robins roost together, sometimes in groups as large as 250,000 birds. All winter and into spring, fruits become a staple of robin diets. The birds will gorge on an enormous variety of fruits, including choke cherries, hawthorn, dogwood, and sumac fruits, and holly and juniper berries. Comically, robins have also been known to sometimes consume almost exclusively honeysuckle berries. If fermented, these berries cause the birds to act intoxicated. A large flock of drunk robins must be quite a sight. In the spring and summer, the robin diet is high in protein, with both insects and earthworms consisting of 40% of their diet. Robins find food by sight and hearing. It's common to see the birds running, stopping, cocking their heads to hear their prey, then tugging a worm out of the ground. These birds help our local farmers by eating a large amount of ground beetles and weevils, too. Nearby robins will begin nesting in April. Pairs are monogamous, but females are in charge of nest site selection as well as nest construction. They will build cup-shaped nests reinforced with mud and lined with grass. On average, robins lay 3 to 4 of their namesake colored eggs. After about 2 weeks, the eggs hatch, delivering blind and featherless young into the world. The chicks depend totally on their parents for food and warmth. In another 2 weeks or so, the young birds are fully feathered and begin to try to fly out of the nest. Often, young robins fly out of the nest before they are able to make the return trip back to the nest. Their parents will continue to feed them, and they will get the strength they need to fly back within a day or two. Should you find a young bird in your yard that appears abandoned, think twice before rescuing it. If you can find and reach the nest, then it's okay to put the bird back. Contrary to popular myth, most birds have a very poor sense of smell. A bird's parents will not abandon it because of a human scent. If you can't find or reach the nest, then check the health of the bird. A baby bird that is completely covered with feathers and can hop away from you doesn't need human intervention. Some of the great ways you can help robins include placing fruits out by your feeders or putting up a nest box to attract a breeding pair. Check the Maryland Department of Natural Resources website for easy instructions on building your own nesting platform. And limit your use of pesticides and fertilizers. Since robins forage largely on lawns, they are very vulnerable to poisoning. For more on what's coming up in nature this spring, visit www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center, for WYPR, your NPR news station.